Today on Experts on the 20s, Jeff Chackel is with us from Chackel Law. Hey, Jeff, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
Not bad. Not bad. Making it through the icy snow?
Barely.
Hey, you're talking about employee leave, and there's a bunch of situations this can apply to. So what are you talking about today?
Right. This is probably the most complex and difficult area of the law for employers to comply with, primarily because there's so many different laws that apply to different circumstances. Today, I want to just talk generally about the two primary laws that we have, the state version of what's called the Oregon Family Leave Act, or OFLA, and the federal version, which is the Federal Family Medical Leave Act.
Okay. Now, when an employee comes to you and says, I need this time off and I'm going to take it under these legal acts,
right,
what do you do?
Well, they are entitled to take up to 12 weeks per year of what's called protected leave for a serious health condition. And we won't get into what a serious health condition is here this morning, but they are entitled to 12 weeks of protected leave, which means you don't have to pay them for that 12 weeks, but you have to protect their job, meaning you can't fire them, let them go. And when they return after that 12 weeks is up, you have to give them back the job they had, or what's called a nearly identical job to the one they had before they went on leave.
Do they have to give you a doctor's note or something?
They do. You can ask for medical certification, and there's a whole procedure for that. I recommend that you use pre-printed forms. You have those already for your HR department or your supervisor to use. You can get that certification from a doctor, but there are rules and tight restrictions on what type of information you can ask for. So it's important to make sure you have the forms existing, or you contact a lawyer to see what you can and can't ask.
There's qualifying leave and non-qualifying leave. How important is it to the employer to know the difference?
Well, you have to know the difference, and you have to, under the federal statute, let the employee know within 5 business days when you receive notice whether the leave qualifies or not. So it's really important to have a system in place with your HR department, have your supervisors trained on how to recognize these leave issues, and then do a quick investigation and then designate whether the leave is qualifying or non-qualifying. If it's qualifying, then the employee can take that 12 weeks, and the leave that they have taken counts towards that 12-week period. If it's non-qualifying, then it's up to the employer at that point in time to decide whether to keep that employee on or to accommodate the situation, depending upon what it is.
Does one side or the other have the right to appeal that decision?
Well, the employer certainly can obtain a second opinion. That happens quite a bit. You can get a second certification, but the employer has to pay for that. You cannot ask the employee to do so. And again, you have to follow the rules regarding what type of information you can ask for.
Pretty complicated.
It is.
Now, if you have somebody who has a qualified leave, they have taken off whatever extended period of time they need, maybe it is the full 12 weeks, and they come back, you said don't treat the last day like it's really the last day. What
right.
does that mean?
This is a very common problem because many supervisors and employers think that when the 12 weeks is up, then their job as an employer is over. And that may be true under some circumstances, but you have to be very careful when you have an employee coming back. Just because they're good enough to get back on their feet and come to work doesn't mean that the employer has to now consider them fully healed and able to work and do exactly what they did before. In other words, that employee returning could have a disability and be covered under the Oregon or federal disability laws, which requires you as the employer to engage in what's called the interactive process, where you need to ask and determine whether you can provide a reasonable accommodation for that disability.
What employers in terms of size do these kinds of laws apply to?
Well, the Oregon statute applies to 25 employers that employ 25 or more persons. The federal statute is 50, but you have to be careful with that as well. I've had clients here in Oregon say, well, I have 22 that I'm under the number, but when I dig a little deeper, they actually have 26 because they have 22 full-time and 4 part-time. So you have to include full and part-time employees under both state and federal statutes. And another little tricky issue here is you have to include employees who are out on leave at that point in time. So and as long as you look at the full picture, you should be fine. But you really do need either competent counsel to deal with this or an experienced HR representative to make sure you're not walking into a trap.
Well, real good advice for a very complicated issue. How do we get a hold of you?
You can go to my website at chakellaw.com. It's C-H-A-C-K-E-L-L-A-W.com, all one word.
All right. That's Jeff Chackle of Chackle Law here on Experts on the 20s on FM News 100, 1110 KBND.